99.3 Nigeria Info.
Seven minutes on past the 8 o'clock hour. Welcoming you again to the Morning Crossfire on our final stretch. Yes, I did say that we're going to be talking about the Beavers. Yes, since yesterday, stories making headlines is that INEC is praying the court to give them access to the Beavers because they need to reconfigure them for the Saturday, March 11 governorship and Houses of Assemblies elections. But then, of course, there is that, you know, quagmire of sorts where many are saying, well, if you reconfigure, that means you're wiping off everything. And then where does this leave us in terms of, you know, our, what's it called? Where does this leave us in terms of evidences for the political parties, the two political parties and their presidential candidates who had been promised access to, you know, investigate and, you know, inspect those election materials and use the information on it, hopefully, as their evidence. Because, I mean, I see that both these men have decided that they're going to court. So what do they do? Well, I'm going to be joined this morning in the studio by two learned gentlemen, and they're going to be helping us make sense of it all and break all of this down. I'm being joined right now by Festus Oguche. He is a rights activist and a constitutional lawyer. Also, Inibare Fiong is also a rights activist and he's a lawyer. He's going to be also joining us. But Chief Festus Oguche, it's good to have you in the studio. Good morning and Happy New Year is in order, I must say.
Yes, it's an order compliment, and so good to hear from you. The last time I heard about you, I was made to understand that you were in a film academy in New York. I thought you had got into the film industry.
I went to study more journalism. That was back in the day. Anyway.
All right.
Yes. So let's look at this situation. Let's give it some background, because INEC is saying that they need access to the Beavers so that they can get ready for the elections on Saturday. But the question is, should the court allow INEC to reconfigure the Beavers used for the conduct of the February 25th election, you know, in preparation for the elections that are just some 4 days away? Don't forget, there's that controversy that information might be tampered with. But as a lawyer, give us some background. The Supreme Court has said Obi and Atiku have access to these election materials for inspection and, of course, to gather evidence for their court case.
That's the Court of Appeal.
Court of Appeal, I beg your pardon.
Yes, yes. The thing is that we've not known the extent to which the configuration will go. And we have to, first of all, understand the word configure as used in the application. And to the extent that I understand, it means that you're going to change something from what it used to be, from its present existence. I would believe that INEC should have brought more convincing proof or facts to show why the configuration should be, why the application should be allowed, because I think it's rather strange and bizarre for an application of that nature. A court has made an order allowing somebody access to certain very sensitive materials, and it's not just access to sensitive materials. There's also an order permitting the applicant to scan copies and make photocopies of whatever is there. And these are sensitive materials meant for a presidential poll that has been very seriously contested. And at this very, at the nick of time, the Court of Appeal had granted that leave and that order. And it's been some days, and we expected that by now the INEC would have abided with that order. They waited till this moment and is asking the court to vary its own order in circumstances that I think is virtually asking the court to set aside the order. It is strange, and I think INEC has to convince us, not just the court alone, that its application has merit, and that it's meant to ensure that the credibility of it generated 25 polls intact or maintained as much as possible. It's not just to tell us about a future election where the one we are contesting, where the one that has been conducted is being very seriously contested by INEC. So it's not just bringing an application and thinking that is something that happened. It's very rare for the court to set aside its orders. The circumstances for setting aside that those orders can be very restrictive circumstances if you prove that the order was obtained by fraud, if you want to tell the court that the order shouldn't have been made by the court. But Section 146 of the Electoral Act 2022 clearly states that applicants in an elections petition must have access to the materials used by INEC, the results, and everything there is. INEC had just come up yesterday or a couple of days ago to admit that the election was flawed, but place the blame on the resident electoral commissioners. Mm-hmm. And the same INEC is coming to court to ask the court to ban its order allowing parties who agree to go and inspect the materials and to capture some biomedical materials within that. So I think it is totally out of sync with reality. INEC is, as far as I'm concerned, and every due respect, is trying to play some pranks that we need to understand.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chief Oguche. Let me toss to Inibere Fiong. Inibere, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay, great, perfect. Inibere, I read yesterday under the story that INEC put out that if they cannot get access to these beavers and reconfigure them before elections, we might have to conduct these elections without beavers. Now, don't forget that one of the controversies of the February 25th election is the fact that we did have beavers, but then results were not uploaded on the beavers. Can we afford what INEC is saying now, and because it makes us look like we're in between a rock and a hard place. Well, how do we address this?
No, that is not correct. The elections cannot be conducted without beavers. Because under the new Electoral Act 2022, beavers is the sole means of accreditation. Accreditation cannot be done by law except by beavers. There is no allowance anymore for manual accreditation under our law. Both under the Electoral Act and the INEC guidelines, beavers must be used. I align completely with what my learned friend in the studio has, what my learned friend has said. I think it is still too early to speak to the merit of the application that they have filed. As a lawyer, I would love to look at that application and see the grounds the relief sought in their specific language it is framed to see the grounds for the application. I also particularly want to see the affidavit in support of the application, all of which will give us an informed opinion on what exactly the intention of INEC is. Because by law, as my lady friend has said, the petitioners are entitled as of right, not only to inspect the materials and documents used for the election, but to also make copies, obtain copies of same. Now, when you say you want to reconfigure, right, and you are seeking the order of the court, because it is still, as I said, unclear whether what they are asking is that part of the order should be set aside or they just want to vary. I'm not quite clear on what exactly the purpose of this application is. Now, if the intention is to vary the application, the order of the Court of Appeal.
Yes.
That they should not tamper. That could suggest that they want to tamper with the records in the beavers. I don't think that kind of application should be granted, no matter the excuse that they come up with. My expectation is that INEC knew exactly that one, beavers was going to be used on 2 days. Presidential and National Assembly election, at least 2 days, say for the supplementary elections in some constituencies. Right? They also knew that the same device will be used for gubernatorial and state houses of assembly elections. So I expected that the beavers would have been programmed in a way that it would be used for these different elections without having to interfere with the records that were made with the information that are stored for any of the particular elections. I don't know if you understand me.
I do.
I don't understand why why? Because when you want to reconfigure something, you want to change what is in that thing. You want to change the way that thing is. So if INEC can guarantee us, can guarantee that whatever reconfiguration they want to do, or whatever they want to use the BVAS for in the governorship election, that it is not going to affect or alter in any way the information recorded for the presidential national assembly election, I don't think there is a problem with the application. Okay. But if the application is not going to guarantee the safety of the information that is already stored in the BVAS, there is no way that application will be granted, because that would have rendered the case of the petition as useless. And that would also be a contravention of the Electoral Act itself.
I have two questions, Inibaga, then I go back to Chief Oguche. But first, I want to read what INEC said. INEC says that the configuration was necessary. I want to give you exact words. Since the BVAS would also be deployed for the next round of elections, starting with governorship and the assemblies, you know, as well as the other scheduled elections, rescheduled elections. According to INEC, without a prompt variation of the inspection order to grant Obi and Atiku, especially the aspect restraining it from tampering with formation contained in the BVAS, it would be difficult for it to proceed with the scheduled election inspections to be thoroughly done. Again, when you say that INEC has to assure us that there will not be any tampering, who's going to make sure of this? Because again, the court does have powers, but who can? Because who knows what's inside it, and who knows what will change after, right after INEC is done with the reconfiguration? Does the court have its own tech people who would be able to ascertain? Because these are some of the questions that the ordinary person will be asking.
Well, you know that the press statement that you have read directly from INEC still does not offer cogent explanation. It doesn't offer much clarity on the issues. It does not speak to what exactly they want to vary, or what are the nature of the tampering. What exactly do you want to tamper with? Is it just a case of rebooting it so that the BVAS can be used to capture, to accredit and upload results for the governorship? There should be clarity, specificity on the nature of the tampering. Because BVAS stores the record of accreditation, which has to be printed out and certified. You remember what happened in Osun governorship election, where a delegate's election has been nullified by the Court of Appeal because of conflicting reports, BVAS reports by INEC. INEC issued the multiple BVAS reports for the recent, the last governorship election in Osun State. So that becomes very important. Now, if you are going to tamper, if you are asking for the court's permission to tamper because you have been restrained from tampering, is it just a question of switching on or re-switching the device or putting it on? What exactly? What exactly do you want to tamper with? Are you tampering with the information that has been stored? There is no way INEC will be permitted. I don't see how INEC will be permitted or should be permitted to tamper with, for example, the record of accredited voters in each of the BVAS machine, or the issue of the electronic transmission, which, as you are aware, has become a very, very topical issue, is also going to be central to the case of the petitioner at the court. So, when you want to tamper, will it not affect that information? And regarding your question, whether the court will have its own tech people, the answer is no. It is not for the court to determine that, or to send experts to investigate that. I don't see how that is going to happen. What I expect is that because the order of the court already permits the petitioners to be given access, I should have granted them the access. Because I have also read, I don't know how true that is, I have read that notwithstanding the order made by the Court of Appeal, that the Labour Party and the PDP are yet to be given access to the documents used by INEC for the election.
Okay.
So if that is the case, I'm not sure, this is not confirmed, but as of today, INEC may also wish to clarify whether they have complied with the order of the Court of Appeal for access. How long is it supposed to tell them for them to print out the report in the BVAS and to also allow the petitioners access
Okay.
How long is it supposed to take?
Okay.
These things can be printed out within 24 to 48 hours. Because these beavers, I don't know whether all of them were taken to Abuja or whether they are at the various states. There are various offices in the country. The INEC chairman could have just simply given a directive the minute that order was served on them. For the reports, the documents relating to beavers should be prioritized. Within 24 to 48 hours, they could have given them access. They could have printed out everything that they need as certified for them.
Okay.
So for them to now want to use that as an excuse to shape the governorship election, I don't buy into that.
Okay, let me go back to Chief Oguche. Chief Oguche, I have 2 minutes before I can go for a quick break. Where does this leave us? Because the picture that Inibere is painting now, it looks like it's a tough call. It's going to be a tough call for not just INEC, but even the court. And that means that we, the people who are waiting to vote, might be caught in some sort of limbo, even though you had said that there might be something that INEC is up to. But where does that leave the average voter and the elections in itself? Chief Oguche, can you hear me? Oh, I think that he dropped off that call. We're going to try to get Chief Oguche back on the call this morning so that he can give us more insight to this. But we're going to open the phone lines in a bit. Lagos, we want you to chime in on this conversation. I am still being joined by Inibere Fiong, who is a human rights activist and is also a lawyer. He's given us some background into what he thinks the situation is, even though there's that he harping on the fact that there's no clarity on what INEC wants to vary on. Again, he's painted a picture telling us that then if this information about the results that's on the beaver was prioritized, it could have been gotten out in less than 48 hours. But here we are, a few days to elections. Election day is Saturday and today's Tuesday. What can be done before Saturday so that we can avoid excuses and all of the things that have raised concerns from February 25th election compared to what we want to see on March 11. These are some of the issues that we're raising. We want you to join the conversation. If you're listening to us from outside the country, we're on Skype, Nigeria Info FM. You could join the conversation. We are also on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and we are live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM 99.3. You could also join us live on YouTube. Join the conversation, be part of the conversation, and post your comments on Twitter. Use the hashtag MCF to share your thoughts with us. We're going to go for a quick break now. When we return, Inibere Fiong is still on the line. Festus Oguche is going to join us again, and we're still having this conversation. Stay with us. Give them access to the beavers for reconfiguration purposes for the Saturday, March 11 elections. Now, there are some legalities involved in this, and that's why I'm being joined by two lawyers, two learned gentlemen, Inibere Fiong, who's a human rights activist and a lawyer. Same for Chief Festus Ogbeche, who's also a human rights lawyer, activist and a lawyer. Chief Ogbeche, it's good to have you join us. I hope you can hear me. And Inibere, can you hear me? Mr. Fiong, can you hear me? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. So I'm going to toss that question that I tried to ask you. I tried to ask Chief Ogbeche earlier on where this leaves us because I'm sure that you're going to go out on election day to vote. Chief Ogbeche is also going to be out on election day to vote. And the question is, how do we deal with this situation? Because we're barely 4 days to election day. Something has to give, right?
Absolutely. Again, clarity on what exactly intention of INEC. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, there is need for clarity on what exactly INEC intends to achieve with the application before the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this time, that clarity is not there. We are not particularly certain the direction that INEC is going, what they want to achieve with their rather controversial application. Now, because the court has ordered that they should not tamper with these materials, And tampering in this sense does not mean don't touch the device. There should be, I don't think tampering in this context, it means that there should be no sort of physical contact between any personnel of INEC and the device. Tampering with what is in the device or making the device inaccessible. That is what tampering means. So if INEC is saying that they need beavers for the gubernatorial and hardware assembly election, they need to come out clearly on what exactly they hope to achieve with this application. The information in the public space at this time does not offer that clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And regrettably, we have also not had the privilege of seeing what exactly they hope to achieve. We have not seen the court process that they have filed. We have not seen it. So when we see the court process, we will then know what exactly their intention is. But my view remains that INEC needs to come out clean, needs to come out clearly to tell Nigerians what, in what way or form they want to tamper with BVICE.
Okay. I want to take you back to some lawyers and the concerns that they had about the elections. A group of lawyers had alleged that INEC actually sabotaged the upload of the election results on its portal after successful accreditation. Now, during voting and counting, some lawyers actually said that INEC failed to conduct the presidential and national assembly elections in compliance with the Electoral Act. Some of these lawyers have also said the way INEC acted, on the outcome of the February 25th elections is contrived and affects the law one way or the other. What does this mean in relation to the Electoral Act? And do you hold the same sentiment?
I do hold this position that INEC deliberately sabotaged the presidential election. I do not buy into their ridiculous excuse that the failure of electronic transmission was due to a glitch. No evidence of that has been adduced. I also, as a Nigerian, do not believe that this was due to glitch. Based on my understanding of the electoral process, I do not see how glitch can be blamed for what transpired. INEC had 4 years to prepare for this election.
Mm-hmm.
INEC was given over $300 billion for this election. INEC trained their personnel for this election. INEC has a well-equipped ICT department, right?
Mm-hmm.
INEC had experimented beavers in Ekiti, and particularly Osun elections, gubernatorial elections. So this is not a case of introducing a device that has not been tested. INEC also knew, or should have known, the number of persons who were going to access the IRES, the INEC election viewing portal.
Yeah.
On the 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
They knew. They should have known the number of persons try to log into the IRES portal. So when they say it was, what is the glitch? What caused the glitch?
Okay. All right.
ICT experts.
All right, let me bring...
The little I know about ICT is that these are...
Okay, I'm sorry. We're having connection issues with you, Inibaga. We're going to try to, get that right. But Professor Oguche has joined us back on the phone lines. Chief Oguche, I just asked a question now about, the position of lawyers on INEC's conduct of the February 25th elections. Now, there's also that controversy because, of course, the average Nigerian watched how the elections played out for February 25th. What's the guarantee with now asking for an opportunity to reconfigure, the beavers? What's the guarantee that these beavers can protect our electoral process? Because, and what way can INEC act upon, the electoral laws with everything that has played out to change the narrative on March 11th?
Yes, thank you very much. It's been difficult holding this conversation. I think there's some problem from your end.
Yeah.
But then what ADEC has not told us is the specific areas of variation or configuration that it intends to do and on what basis. Then, of course, you look at the antecedents of INEC, you know, considering the February 25th elections, which has been, we'll be getting damning reports even from international observers and has been getting a lot of, raising a lot of dust around the country over the free, fair, and transparency of the process. The crux of the matter is that orders of court are not valid anyhow. You know, the type of order that the two candidates of the PDP and the Labour Party obtained, such that you connect with maybe the Evidence Act. And I don't see any provision in the Evidence Act that allows somebody custody or maybe access to a particular materials which he wants to use in evidence and which is deposited in somebody's custody, and the same person going to court to have the court to buy it. It will raise eyebrows naturally. It's like, you know, a party issuing another party a notice to produce, which is not even an order of court, and that person is compelled by that notice under the law, under the procedures of the court, to produce those documents. Or maybe you apply under the Freedom of Information Act and the court grants you leave to access those documents or information that you're seeking from a public institution. And the same public institution comes out to tell you, please, I cannot do this. It will affect that. I begin to raise issues of emergency situation that will arise if it abides by that order. The law contemplates that INEC will be very, very much prepared upon the conduct of a particular round of elections for the next round of elections without affecting anything that has happened in terms of evidence that has happened in the previous election.
Okay.
So I think the application, as far as I'm concerned, and without preempting the decision of the court, is in utmost bad faith, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
It permits my word, but I know that INEC has a better job to do than to ask the court to vary specifically on the basis that the order restrains them from tampering with information, which presupposes, of course, that the information will be tampered with by INEC if you allow them to go into it. There's no way you can go. I will not be convinced, and that is the aspect that my learned friend on the other side raised, that INEC will do any variation or any configuration without affecting the existing results. What are you configuring? Are you bringing a new set of voters register? I guess it's the same voters register that you use for the presidential election that you're going to use for the subsequent elections.
Okay.
What information are they going to vary? I mean, we need the specifics as to what it is. Though I know very well that the court is there to dispense justice, and being that this is a very strange application, very bizarre in every of its ramifications, the court will be very wary of granting it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Guche, for speaking with us. Just stay on the line. We're going to open the lines for Nigerians to call in and talk about this situation. But I guess that some of these questions that you've raised, INEC would be in a better position to, shed more light to us. But the lines are open. 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190 if you are a lady. And you can also join the conversation if you're listening to us from outside of the country, where Nigeria Info FM on Skype. Go ahead and join the conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joy.
Joy, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm calling you from Lagos.
You have 60 seconds. Go, go, go.
Okay, this is actually very laughable. I thank your guests in the studio for throwing more light, shedding light on these issues. You know, for me, INEC is actually, they are even shooting themselves more on the foot, you know. So configuring information, they should tell us what they mean by configuring information on the IRF. If the information there already will not be tampered with, you know. So for me, I just want INEC to come out and talk to Nigerians.
Okay.
You don't want this whole country to be, you know, on fire. What they are actually looking for now, if the court grants them what they are looking for, already they want to set the country ablaze. We are actually trying to manage the situation, and they are coming up again with another. It's just absurd.
All right.
Do you think Nigerians are fools?
All right. Thank you very much. Your time is up. Thank you for calling. All right. 60 seconds is the time that you have on the clock. Go straight to the point. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
I greet you. This is Baba G, and I greet the guest.
All right, Baba G, go ahead. Yeah. You have 60 seconds.
Honestly, I think yesterday, the day before yesterday, I've been following different senior lawyers talking about this configuration. Like what your guest lawyers there said, that can they interpret, explain, people should understand the configuration. Are you going to clean everything from there? You start all over again. And the two political parties went to court and said, please, we want to inspect the materials. Inspecting the materials, you don't need to touch anything. We are talking about presidential election. All over the Federation, they are waiting. Even international community, they are saying something. But you are telling the court again that they should allow you to do something. The only thing I have to say here, something is fishing somewhere.
Okay.
I think I need you prepared for the big one to happen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, we have a call coming in on Skype. Sukuye Samuel. Oh, we lost that call. Sukuye, please call us again. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Madam Ify.
Madam Ify, go ahead. You got
I'm not seconds. Configuring any machine or whatever that BVS is fraudulent to me.
How?
They should not touch it. Two parties are aggrieved. They want to check what is in there. If you configure it, that means you are wiping away information from the machine. It is not acceptable. They should go to gubernatorial election on Saturday with the same business machine that they are using.
Okay.
In the presidential election, the House of Assembly and the Senate were all going through. It was only the presidential that wasn't going through. So we need it back. Nobody should configure anything until they've been expressed by those aggrieved parties.
Okay.
Morning.
I mean, we're all saying INEC should not, but then what happens? Because they're also painting a picture that we may not have these beavers for elections if it's not reconfigured on time or in time. So again, I remember Iniba Gefiong saying that it's important that they, you know, go get the information on the beavers, talking about the aggrieved parties, and this could be something that could be done in 48 hours. So the question again is, what's the Labour Party and the PDP waiting for? Do they have access to these machines, or what's the challenge? And if INEC is praying the court to get access also, it means that these beavers are somewhere and they're inaccessible. What's the reason for the inaccessibility of these beavers to either the aggrieved parties? I mean, for INEC, we know what the issue is. INEC needs the courts to allow it to be able to get access to it. But in the meantime, why is the Labour Party and PDP unable to get all the information on those beavers? Because we're all talking about it, but then elections are around the corner. How about what if we cannot have elections without those beavers? Because again, Iniba also said we can't have elections without the beavers, because that's what the Electoral Act has allowed for us to do. Anyway, I have just 3 minutes. I'm going to try to take Sukiye's call on Skype. I beg your pardon. Sukiye, it's good to have you join us. Where are you calling us from?
My name is Sukiye. I'm calling you from Saudi Arabia.
All right, go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, with what is happening in the country, I think at this point, if INEC or anybody is going to bring up an idea of what they want to do, we should not be more focused on what they want to do. Rather, we should have countermeasures in place. INEC said they want to reconfigure the system. Yes, good and fine. Why not tell the court that, okay, before they do that, we should actually have access to the data and the information inside the beavers before they can reconfigure. We should think more of countermeasures to every possibility, every scenario. If I'm going to cause chaos so that I win, I will cause chaos by instigating ideas into you, and then you focus on the idea while I use my right hand to take what I want to take. That's just what they are doing. It's just a game. Mm. It's a mental game. So everybody should focus more on a countermeasure rather than focusing on the crazy ideas that this guy is bringing.
All right. It's okay. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Let me finally give you gentlemen a few minutes to give your closing statements, because we're having this conversation, but I'm still stuck at the fact that we may not have Saturday's election. So I'm going to ask an open question. What's the guarantee that Saturday is sacrosanct? I'll start with you, Chief Ogbeche, and then Inibega will wrap things up.
Yes, the sacrosanctity of Saturday's election is also predicated on the success of the presidential elections and the post-election adjudication that ensues. And part of it is ensuring that INEC does not play around with the processes and or play around with the evidence that's already gathered within its beavers and its portals in any manner whatsoever. We cannot continue to jump over and over with processes that are faulty and flawed. There's no justification that for the purposes of the next election, the evidence that had gotten in the presidential election should be forgotten or should be thrown away.
Okay.
So we must be careful, no matter the guarantees INEC gives, you know, to ensure that it will ensure that the previous information or all that was being sought are intact. One would be very worried, but because even the presidential elections, INEC has faulted itself in so many ways in that particular process on the issue of the beavers.
Okay.
And coming at this time to say that they want to do a reconfiguration or inspection or tamper with the beavers, it puts a whole lot of things at the end.
All right.
So I can bet you that it's better we shelve the elections, shove it aside, or keep it for another day, you know, than to allow INEC to do what it wants to do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Beche. We have just 40 seconds. Vice Nibere.
Question 47 of the Electoral Act makes it clear that beavers has to be used for accreditation. Today is Tuesday. I don't know when the application will be heard at the Court of Appeal, but I verily believe that INEC can avail the petitioner the documents in the beavers within 24 to 48 hours. They have the manpower. They can deploy their staff to do that if they are really serious.
Okay.
If INEC is going to tamper with what is in the beavers, they must first certify the information in the beavers for the petitioner.
Okay.
Anything less than that is not acceptable.
Well, I want to say thank you, gentlemen. Festus Ogbeche, Inibere Fiong, both lawyers and human rights activists. Thank you very much for being here to speak to Nigerians on this issue. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And that's the show, Lagos. Thank you all for being part of the conversation from 5 a.m. till now. Don't forget to follow Nigerian Info on all of its platforms and follow me on Twitter and Instagram because the conversation continues there. We'll continue to talk for development as we gear up for Saturday, March 11th, governorship and Houses of Assembly's election. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation. I am Mary Anacon. Have a beautiful morning. Up next is What's Up Lagos. Oh, sorry. What's Up Lagos comes up at 10, but right after that, before that, we're going to have Jimmy Disu here in the studio. Stay with us.
Conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have the right.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity. It's to force people to take vaccines. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.